Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The DVC Show. I am your host, Paul Krieger, and I'm joined this week by my lovely wife, Amy Krieger.
Hello.
We've got John Sicari, a.k.a. Big Fat Panda, with us.
Hello, everyone.
Senior Sales Associate for the DVC Resale Market, Derek DeBoer.
Hey, now.
And Jeff Haslam, who I spoke to not too long ago, and he said, I introduce everyone else with some sort of catchphrase, and we don't have one for Jeff at this point. So I'm putting this out into the world for you folks at home to come up with a catchphrase for Jeff Haslam.
Ooh, this will be great.
I'm going to do that right now.
you asked me that when we were at dinner the other night, and
I figured I'd get to pick my own nickname, not put it out to the internet. My God,
what would be your pick?
I have no idea. Well, you put me on the spot.
I've given you your opportunity, and now it's America's Aww. Choice. So
this is like an episode of Big Bang Theory where he wants his astronaut name to be Rocket Man, and instead it gets Fruit Loops.
That's what it's gonna be now.
do you like Fruit Loops?
I mean, no.
Around the horn real quick, favorite breakfast cereal, Panda?
Cheerios, just normal Cheerios.
I like Cheerios, so strawberries and bananas.
Cinnamon Life is my choice. Derek?
Oh, that's me too.
I like Quisp. Anybody remember Quisp? It was like little tiny UFOs of pure 100% like sugar. I don't even think it was legal.
What year was this?
Oh my God. Oh, good. Quisp. Q-U-I-S-P.
It's a little cute little.
Yes.
It's got that little alien with the propeller.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, do you know what that is?
I think Derek needs to put the beer down, if I'm being honest, or the bong. One of the
Quisp.
Quisp, I'm telling you. At the time this show airs, you will have found the logo, you will have found the box, and it will appear in 3, 2, 1, Quisp logo right here. I'm not making it.
And they are delicious. They are delicious.
Yeah. Okay. On that, Jeff, favorite cereal?
I'm a Crispix fan.
A what?
Crispix. Half Rice Chex, half Corn Chex. Good stuff.
Oh, I Crispix do like Chex.
Come over, I'll make you dinner. And by make you dinner, I mean I'll pour some milk in a bowl. You can try it.
I mean, that is dinner on our DVC show nights for the Krieger House. So, I mean,
it's true.
We don't do anything fancy after filming 3 or 4 of these shows. Well, thank you all for watching. This has been a great episode. We're going to call it a day. No, we are not. This was just the lightness at the top of the show as we get into what is going to be probably a pretty heavy topic, which is part of our new DVC Back to Basics series, in which we're going to dive into all things usier. So usier is that term that everyone within the DVC space hears, and I think probably about 3% of us actually fully understand it, myself included. I don't think I know every aspect of what a usier is, even after talking about it and doing
it. And of those 3% who think we have some grasp, only like 0.5% know how to explain it, and that's really not us. So, you know, wish us luck.
bear with us here. We're gonna kind of try to tackle it the best we can, but we know that there's been a lot of questions about usier. We actually did a small short about it not too long ago, and people were really asking us, please dive more into the usier topic and what is a usier as it relates to Disney Vacation Club. So we're going to kind of go into that today. But as always, please, if you love our content here on DVC Fan and the DVC Show, this is all brought to you by the world of DVC, DVC Resale Market, where you could buy or sell a Disney Vacation Club contract. And Derek will explain to you in that process what a usier is. Monera Financial, if you're looking to finance that contract purchase, I don't think you have to worry about a usier. And
I do get asked it a lot.
And the DVC rental store, where I can promise you nothing related to usier is discussed. You can rent your own points if you have some extra points this year. I guess you would have to worry about the usier.
I hear you on the phone going, what's your usier? Like, yeah, every 10 minutes.
I guess for the member side of things, yes. If you're a guest and you're looking to just
go
to Walt Disney World for a fraction of the cost, that's not going to matter. And while I'm just plugging things, please also head over to patreon.com/DVCFan. If you are not already a part of our Patreon community over there, it has been a hoot and a holler, if I can use a West Virginia term. so far tonight with Derek and his audio issues and the rest of us just having fun. And if you want some raw, unscripted thoughts of what Derek thinks of Use Years, it's going to go up over on the on the DVC fan Patreon. So
better not be on Patreon.
Oh, he froze.
Now he was completely frozen, and that was perfect timing for the fact that we're talking about bloopers and everything as it relates.
There may be some obscenities over there on Patreon.
Yes. So patreon.com/DVCFan. If you're not already over there supporting us, please head there. If you are supporting us, thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us. But without any further ado, we've talked about Serial. Let's talk about Use Year. So Use Year is something that is extremely confusing when it comes to how your Disney Vacation Club points work. So when you buy a Disney Vacation Club contract, whether you buy direct or you buy resale, essentially you're going to be assigned so many points per year. But when we say per year, we don't mean calendar year, as in 2023 runs from January 1st until December 31st of the next year. We mean use year, so that specific year of time in which you can use it. Not something that is discussed all that much when you buy direct. Essentially, your points are assigned to you and you get a use year. But in resale and in the world of resale, it really gets discussed a whole lot more because essentially each contract already has a use year associated with it. And I think that's the best place to start. Derek, kind of walk us through a little bit just about use year and how it relates to that DVC resale contract purchase.
Yeah, I think to preface this before I delve into my bowl of Quisp cereal, I think probably more than anything, like you said, Paul, use year is the most thing that people get so hung up on use year. They get so hung up on use year. They go so deep in the weeds that I talk to folks and they need a weed whacker to get them out of the whole use year conversation. That truly at the end of the day, folks, use year is simply the month that Tinkerbell deposits your Disney Vacation Club points into your account. That's it. Use year has nothing to do with booking. Use year simply means that your points have to be used within that use year. For example, if I have a June use year, that means those points that year are good from June 1st all the way until the following May 31st. If I have an April use year, that means those points that Tinkerbell puts into my account April 1st are good all the way through that following year up until that April 1st. Remember, the most important thing is booking your home resort, the one you buy, 11 months out, and you can book any other Disney Vacation Club resort starting at 7 months out. So what I stress, people really think, and I don't blame them, I would too, because like you said, Paul, when you buy from Disney Direct, you don't get to pick a use year. Like you literally sit with Disney and they will tell you, great, so welcome to Disney Vacation Club. You're going to get your points every single March. That's it. Or you're going to get your points every single June. You don't have a pick. When you come to our website, you're going to see, oh my God, so some of these have October, some of these have December, some of these have February. Well, I like to travel in February or I like to travel here. Always remember, it's just 11 months out. This is not Monopoly. Folks think that they cannot book a Disney Vacation Club trip until they, quote unquote, pass go. Oh, so we like to travel in June. So if I have a February use year, that means I could book starting February 1st. And it's like, no, do not wait until February 1st to book your trip for that June. It just means that those points are in your account. So if you have a June use year, right, let's say June, that means it's good from June 1st all the way up until May 31st. That's all that means. So never think that use year has anything to do with actually booking. It just means the points within that year just have to take place. That trip has to take place within that use year. So likewise, if I banked my points, let's say I have a June use year, and if I banked my 200 points from June 2024 into June 2025, that means those points then have to be used June 1st of 2025 up until May 31st of 2026. You have to use one set of points every single 2 years. So your use year simply means it's that window of time that you have to use your points. So whether you bank points or borrow points, you have to use one set of points every 2 years. And it just means the trip has to take place during that window. So just try as you do research on Disney Vacation Club, try not to get bogged down in use year. And I don't blame it. There's so many sites online that people will go into, buy this one or you need to buy that one. There's some cases to where if you only travel, let's say, you know, one specific month of the year, then you could sit with us and we're happy to answer which one is going to work out best simply for cancellation purposes. But other than that, if you're a family that says, sometimes we go in June, sometimes we go in October, sometimes we do a little spring break trip, then it just doesn't matter. Just try not to get bogged down in the weeds of use year.
I think we're done here.
Yep. I think that covers the whole.
That was a pretty good explanation.
About 10 minutes. And
I want to say that while you were lecturing about use year, I looked up Quip and they stopped making it in the late 70s. And Paul and I were born in the late 80s. So we're about 10 years after Quip. So sorry. Well,
yeah. Like I said, I don't.
It's funny that you bring that up because I also Googled it. And I'm going to send this to you guys, but there is a box of Quisp cereal on eBay for $7.77, but it's used.
Which is,
so I'm not sure where to go with that, but I have the proof. I'll send it to you.
I'm not sure where to go with this show at this point.
I don't know why I call it Quisp.
If half of the audience that is currently listening to this show while Derek was talking... I'm sorry. 75% of the audience of this show.
How did you print that out so fast?
While he was doing his lecture, I was busy.
Disney magic. Oh, while Professor Derek was speaking, Panda and I are in the back of the classroom passing notes back and forth.
Yeah, we've got great students here. Well, there are going to be people that listen to this show that this is important to. And Derek, you know, that was when we talked before the show about the direction that we wanted this to go in. You know, you hit the nail on the head. We wanted to not necessarily go down that rabbit hole of, oh, if I travel here, I should buy this or that kind of mindset of use here. There's a lot of information out there on the internet that's going to give you that information. But more so, the thing that I think that we encounter time and time again is people that just don't know how to use their points within their specific use here. Because like you said, if you're buying direct and you know, Panda, I want to get your thoughts on this in a minute, but, you know, Panda, you're our newest Disney Vacation Club member of this group of people. When you bought direct, they didn't ask you what use year you want and when do you travel and all of that kind of stuff. If you buy direct, if it is your first contract purchase, Panda, they just assigned you something.
It was December was your use year. I didn't even know what that term meant. I thought, you know, 2022 is 2022. No. It's December. But I think the real confusion comes from, if I have a December use year, why do I have to bank by July or lose the points? That was the worry for me. Like that I didn't quite get. But I've called Amy so many times, I think I've figured it out. I think Amy is an expert on use year.
I do better on a one-on-one situation. But here I get... So when Paul and I first got our first DVC contract, we were those people that thought... we had to wait until February until we were allowed to book something. Like we have to wait until we get our points in February. We can't book anything. And so we were those people. So we learned, you know, oh my goodness, we could have booked a long time ago. We just need to make sure that we're using the right points for the right use year. You know what I mean? Or we have the right amount of points that we need in the use year. But yeah, I think it can be very confusing. I do a lot better with people on one-on-one. So I get a lot of people that will message me or go be like, hey, I've got this many points. This is my use year. I want to book this date. What do I need to do? When do I need to borrow? And I'm good at looking at that and going, okay, yeah. you need to borrow this many points from this use year, and then you can take the rest of the points from your, that works. But explaining it to like the mass audience, I think it's confusing. And we remember we watched a couple videos early on when we were new and we were like, still don't get it. I don't get it. It wasn't until we used...
People have learned more about cereal on this episode than they have about use year. So
it wasn't until we used our membership, but you know, it's, so people are different types of learners. Some people are more, you know, auditory. I'm not an audiobook person. I can't. Paul loves listening to podcasts, audiobooks. I have to see the words. I'm more visual and very kinesthetic. I have to have that hands-on experience. And we didn't really fully grasp use here until we were in there using our points, suffering the consequences of not knowing how to use them properly. that's when we learned, oh, this is use here. This is how it works. And this is when we need to bank buy. And these are the, you know, this is, we can book whenever, but these are the points we have to use when we book. So you have to get in there and use it and, you know, ask the questions as you're going. But,
and I think that points to how valuable the DVC fan Facebook community is. So if you're not over facebook.com/DVC fan, the DVC fan Facebook group, there's so many people in there that have become experts in this, including Amy Krieger herself, who is in there answering questions all the time. And so if you are confused about how it works, you have a great support group around you to answer all of those questions. Mm-hmm. So Derek, you hit one of the number one questions that we wanted to kind of address, which is, when do those points expire? And it is dependent upon essentially that month that your use year is. So if it is February, you are going to be able to use your points up for a check-in of a one-night stay up until January 31st of the next year. And then the next day restarts your use year. Or as you put it, Derek, Tinkerbell puts those points in your account for the next year. So I think when it comes to the most,
this alien flies by and deposits the points into your account.
But I think I think that's a good base point for people to understand how points work, is that essentially they need to be used within that use year, within that year of time. Now, how you use them within that year is completely up to you. And when Disney looks at the points that are available to you, keep in mind that they look at it as of the day of check-in of that specific reservation that you are trying to book. So we're here recording this episode in October of 2023, which means that we are currently booking out at the 11-month window all the way until September of 2024. Now, that's not the use year that I'm currently sitting in with my points. That is September 2024, which means it'll be our primary use year is February. It is the next use year. So when I'm booking today for September 2024, I need to be thinking about what points are available to me on that specific day. So on September, let's say I was looking for a trip for September 1st through the 10th of 2024, what points are accessible to me on that specific day? The points that I currently have.
What use year does this fall in?
Yes,
those are the points I need to be using.
Yeah. And I think that's, to your point, that's where a lot of people get stuck, like we did early on, is that they wait. They wait until their points are eligible, which means that if I were waiting currently, I would wait all the way until February 1st of 2024. And then not only will I have really kind of potentially lost my opportunity, but I'm also within the 0 to 7 month booking window at that point for that specific vacation.
Okay, let me hope you like Sarah Cook Springs.
Tell me if I'm right about this. I have a December use here, 150 points. I use them all for this year. They're already done. And exactly 150 points, which is weird. I have nothing to bank, nothing.
Yep.
So now I don't have to wait till December 1st. If I want to go away in March of next year, I am just going to borrow at this point my points that are coming December 1st.
So are December use year. You are currently in your 2022 use year, right? Because December of 2023 hasn't started yet.
Correct. So my points are right now done for this year.
So you've used all those points, those 2022 points. You have all your 2023 points?
Well, I don't think I got them yet, but I didn't borrow anything.
But they're coming. December 1st.
Right.
You don't have
Tinkerbell has not.
Okay. You don't have to wait until you don't have to wait until you've got them. They're there. They're always there. So March of 2023. Okay. What use year does March of 2023 fall in for you? So think about this. Your use year always starts on December of that year. So 2023 use year starts December 1st of 2023. And then it goes all the way until November 30th of the next year. So March is in your 2023 use year. So you have points right now in your 2023 use year, right?
Yes.
Yep. So you can book right now. What is March?
Okay. So the mistake I made was thinking that I would have to borrow because December 1st, they didn't give them to me yet. But I knew I could book it. But
correct. Yeah.
So technically, I'm not borrowing because I'm in the Yushir. I'm going to be traveling in the Yushir that
you
I
are.
Okay.
Yeah. So right. you got to basically like transport yourself in a time machine forward to that day and ask myself what's in my wallet today. What's in my wallet today? So technically, as of that date, not only could you use all of those December 2023 points that you can't even touch currently, you could use them all. Still. You could borrow from December 2024. And we're getting a little ahead
now
of ourselves.
It makes a lot. No, but now it makes a lot more sense. I think.
Yeah. It's all about clear. When you're traveling. What points are available to me during that travel season? And then you can
book. And like I said earlier, when it comes to, you know, if you have that mindset of I have to wait until I get my points, you get stuck and you lose one of the best benefits of ownership, which is your home resort booking window. Derek, you said it. You'll end up at Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, which is fine. And I don't blame you, Panda, because December's probably one of the things I hear the most is probably the most confusing use years just because you're in right now, like 2023, but then the next month it's all of a sudden 2024. So wait a second, but I just got my 2023, but then my 2024 points are coming up next December. So yeah, you're not, just always look at, no matter whatever that use year is, it's from the first of that month all the way up until you hit the end of the month prior to that one coming up. So it's November 30th. And the travel, like Amy said, just has to take place during that window of time. For example, if you have all of your points coming up this December, if you wanted to go away tomorrow and there was something available, you could. You would then just be pulling from your 23 points.
But that would be borrowing then in that case.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. Because you're borrowing it into the previous.
Into a different, into a different year. Yes. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I got it.
Jeff, when you bought into Disney Vacation Club, did you understand any of this or? Have a clue about you here,
and I'm already thinking about turning into a life of crime. My brain is melted. So
just go eat Fruit Loops.
I will say this.
Jeff,
let me just say one thing and see if this is if pertains to you too. I will say that if you're going to do add-ons, you know, if I'm going to buy now from Worlds of DVC, I would definitely look for the same use year, just not to confuse the heck out of myself.
Yes. You know. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And we've mentioned that on shows before. If you buy different contracts that are different use years, so you know, Panda, you've got your December contract for your Riviera points. You go on to the, you go talk to Derek at the resale market and decide to buy Poly, and you end up with a June use year. Now you've got two different sets of dates in play, and it's not like they can come together. Unless we're in the 7 month window, which even in that situation, you're going to have problems because you're going to have to transfer and you're going to have to do all of this crazy stuff. So rather than confuse yourself, it is easier at that point in time, if you can, to keep a single use year. Derek, would you agree with that?
Oh my God, 100%. No one probably loves, no one really calls us and says, you know what? I have two different use years. And man, I love it. It's so much fun. I love being able to call member services to transfer points from one account to the other account. So no one loves it. Is it an extra step? Yes. Is it possible? But again, this is where the conversations go, where people get in the weeds and they start to go like, oh my God, so what if it happens? So if I buy now, but then if I get a different user, this is where people's heads start to explode. And I don't blame them. But I also want to say, when you're a member, whether you buy direct or with us, you're still going to use member services. Member services are experts. So you are welcome at any time. You're still using the same Disney Vacation Club website. So call them, talk to them. When you have questions, it's not like you have to do it on your own and all of a sudden you hit the wrong button and you borrowed when you didn't mean to borrow. You could just call DVC, have them walk you through it, say, listen, I'm trying to book a trip for this. What do you suggest? Those people are experts and they're more than happy to help you. They will always, you know, obviously, you know, use your oldest points first. So if you have some banked points, they're going to obviously use those. But again, member services is at your fingertips. So feel free to use them. You're not out there all alone. So don't worry. We're here to help.
That's so true. We're here to help. DVC fan, you know, we already talked about the DVC fan Facebook community. You know, Amy and I are always, you know, always entertaining these questions because we know how hard it is and how confusing it is. I get this. You mentioned you talk to people at Monero all the time about this. I talk to people at DVC Rental Store all the time because, you know, people are looking to rent out their points. And again, they're just confused as to when do I access them? And these are people, you know, it's sad because these are people that have owned contracts for 10, 20, 30 years. You know, these are people that have had these points for a good amount of time. And that means that they've been confused in how to use them for so long. So we hope that, you know.
Or Paul, it just means their spouse was doing all the planning and they just simply showed up and went on vacation.
That is a lot of people, yeah.
And it's left up to them. They're like, what do I do with this? I don't know. I just used to showing up on vacation. How does this all work? We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Jeff, what's been your use of your saga when it comes to your specific point situation?
Other than being in an eternal state of borrowing, I don't know that I have a saga per se. I mean, and that's my biggest problem is, and I'm hoping that being down here helps me kind of get ahead of that curve, but
it will.
I have never had leftover.
No, it's not going to happen. It's going to make it much, much worse, Jeff. No, much worse when you live here.
I know. I want to say it helped because I'm thinking if it helped us. But I don't think I think it was the pandemic that helped us where we weren't allowed to borrow. And that's what straightened us out.
Good point.
Yeah.
But mine's pretty easy. I have a March use here. All my contracts are the same ones. I didn't buy with any particular use here in mind. I found the contract that I like and then just stuck with that use here. So
yeah,
I'm pretty boring. I'm empty.
You're thinking about a Hilton Head contract, would you buy a different use here?
I'm not sure I would care one way or the other. If I were to get that Hilton Head contract, it's going to be solely to use at that resort. So I'm not going to be necessarily tied to, I got to tie it to my March. If I see a contract that's attractive, I'm going to jump on it. But
and that's when it
obviously
really
if the stars align, then that would be great. But then I'm just going to end up borrowing those points. And
We did the same thing with our Grand Cal. It is our only one that sits in a different use year. And that doesn't matter because that's all we use it for. So, you know, we don't have to worry about transferring or any of that. Everything Disney World is in one use year. Everything Disneyland is in another.
Is in another.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going to have more Disneyland?
I don't know. The way I said that, it sounded.
I know. It sounded like there's more Disneyland in the future.
The way Paul said. Is it another?
Derek, I blocked your phone number in her phone, so she can't call you anymore. So
that's not true. I still have Slack.
1,000 points.
Can you block his number in my phone?
Just for those listening and viewers at home, Derek was having audio issues earlier, and I was trying to help him, so I was calling him. And he was looking at his phone and just throwing it to the side. And I'm trying, like, he can't hear us. And I'm trying to call him and he's ignoring my phone call. It was glorious. Watching him ignore my phone call. But Jeff, you said.
I'll talk to you about a use here, right? Yeah. Listen to me about use here. I don't know how to use a phone, but I'll talk to you about a use here.
Jeff, you mentioned borrowing a lot of times, and I think that's the last place that we wanted to go with this conversation. We don't want to make this too confusing, as Derek said already. This can get very, very complicated. There's probably people out there saying, like, what's the best use here? There's no right answer to that question. You know, just ignore those questions when it comes to what we're trying to do tonight, which is really just explain to you how to use your points. So it's use year as it relates to how you use your points. And the other thing that really relates to this is banking and borrowing. And you and I have gone back and forth with this like 100 times. It's to like what you said earlier, how is the best way to explain banking and borrowing? And so if we get creative, we might put up some sort of graphic that we hope sort of explains this.
I think graphics are a must.
Graphics are a must. So
some sort of visual.
We're going to hopefully come up with a little bit of a visual graphic to go along with this. But we need to first and foremost put ourselves in that same mindset of Tinkerbell gives you those points and you've got that year to use them. So for banking your points, if you are not going to use your Disney Vacation Club points within that calendar year that Tinkerbell has given them, you do have the option to bank them forward. Derek, I think you explained this a little bit earlier. You do have the ability to bank them forward into the next use year. Now, what that means is that they're going to be sitting there waiting for you. And whenever you get into the booking window to be able to use those points, you can then access them. So again, you don't have to wait until, you know, our use year is February. I don't have to wait until February 1st of when those points are available to use them. I just have to get within that use year banking or booking window. And once I'm there, I have access to not only those banked points that I've banked from the previous year, but I also have access to my current year's points as well. And the process of banking points is pretty simple. You can actually do it online or by contacting Disney Vacation Club member services. The thing with banking to also understand is it's a final transaction. So you want to probably wait until within about a month of that banking deadline. And we'll put up a graphic that sort of outlines for each use year what that banking deadline is. But technically it is 4 months before the end of your use year. Those points have to be banked by given whatever your specific use year is.
Yes. And you can bank your points really early if you want to. Mm-hmm. We try to wait till the last minute because we never know if we want to use them before that. And you want to make sure that you also pay attention to your banking deadlines. Every use year is going to have a different banking deadline. It's basically 4 months before mm-hmm. The next use year starts, basically. So for February is September 30th, for April is November 30th. But we can put that graphic up really quickly too, so you can see what those banking deadlines are. It's something you should have in your calendar depending on your use year, so that you know, I have to have my points banked by this certain time, because if you have points you didn't use and you're not going to use them within that current use year and you let that banking deadline pass, then you're done. You can't bank them forward, and you have to figure out a way to use them before they expire. So very important to keep track of your banking deadline. You can always bank them sooner. You can bank them early if you're going to be using them to book something further out in your next use year. But yes.
I always tell people, you know, put a calendar reminder about a month before that banking deadline on your iPhone or whatever your device is that you use, and have that alert come up. And you know, just double check your account. Make sure that there's no lingering points out there. You know, maybe you thought you had used all of those points, but there might be a couple that can still be banked forward. You just don't want to get yourself in that situation. Unfortunately, I talk to people that are renting points all the time where they've forgotten. They get to that point where they get past their banking deadline and they've forgotten and they're not going on a Disney trip. And now they're really in trouble because they're kind of at the tail end of their use year. They're within the 7 month window. There's going to be limited availability, which means there's going to be limited rental opportunities. It just really kind of puts yourself up against a wall when it comes to how to use your points. Questions about banking, or are you guys looking at cereal still?
Yeah, well, I will personally tell you that borrowing is way more popular than actually banking. So borrowing is way more popular. Most people, when it comes to banking, after they book a trip, it is usually when they bank, right? So if they have 150 points, they just booked a trip, it was 137 points, Disney will ask you, what do you want to do with these remaining points? Do you want to go ahead and bank them into the following use year, or you just want to hold on to them? So anytime you sign into your site, it'll give you lots of reminders. But like Paul said, just pay attention to it, because you know every point is valuable. Every point is very, very precious. I can't tell you how many times I go, God, if I only had like two more points, we could have been able to do this stay or that stay. So yeah, you'll have plenty of chances to be able to figure out, do I want to bank it online? Or again, you can always call member services and they're happy to help you as well.
Yeah. And Panda, I think you asked this question a little bit earlier, but I did want to kind of probably try to put an answer to it. So there's a lot of question as to why there's that banking deadline and why they kind of set that in place. For Disney, I think it relates a lot to how they utilize these rooms and how they utilize the properties if you do elect to bank your points forward, because most likely they're then going to move inventory and points around so that they can maybe essentially book that room via a cash stay. Because when it comes to points. Disney has their own points as well, and they have their own inventory when it comes to all of these Disney Vacation Club resorts. And so when people bank their points forward, all of these kind of levers kind of give them levers. Some insight.
That,
it's a different show.
And actually, that's a really good point.
It's hearkening back to the levers. Yes.
Oh, it always hearkens back to the levers. That, to your point, and I can't find, is it the rule of four?
The rule of
four. Yes, someone has asked us to talk about the rule of four. I don't think there's enough to talk a whole show on it, but I also think, just sneaking this in here, it's not really related to, well, it kind of is related to you, Sierra, right? No, it's not. It's related to the booking. Anyway, what is the rule of four? That you have to do any kind of exchanges?
You have to do any exchange into the Disney collection or into a cruise or anything directly through Disney within that period of time, however many months it is.
Four months before
the end of the calendar year.
I thought it was 4 months before the end of your use year.
Before the end of your use year.
Yeah, 4 months before the end of your use year. And that's so Disney has those 4 months to use your points that you exchanged and gave them and book cash inventory and sell it.
Yeah. Because that's what when you use your points for like a cruise or something direct through Disney, that's what they're doing with the points, is they're going to take the points and make money off of them.
So we think that's why you have the bank by 4 months.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And remember when I talked about getting in the weeds, it's this kind of stuff that people truly get in the weeds. There's nothing wrong with bringing it up, but truly this is where people go, wait a second. So the last rule of four, I will tell you that when I joined Disney Vacation Club back in like the late 90s, now it's easy because you get your points every year. You got 8 months to figure out, am I going to use them or am I going to bank them? But when DVC started, and I want to know all those people in the comments, remember, it was insanely convoluted when it came to banking your points. You had, from your use year, it used to be like 6 months, you could bank 100%, but then at 7 months, you could only bank 50%.
Yep. Yeah.
Then at 8 months, you could bank like 25%. They had charts and graphs and like scratch and sniffs on trying to figure out what am I going to bank and how am I going to do it. It was ridiculous. So at least now it's 8 months from you get your points.
100%.
So it's much easier than it used to be.
Yes. I remember those charts. We weren't around then, but I remember seeing them before.
Crazy. Jeff, it's easier now.
I guess so. Yeah.
Jeff is like that brain blow up emoji right now.
It's been a lot. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. I think it's been great. And I think for whatever reason, December use year, I think, confuses people more than all the rest of them because it's so close to the next calendar year that
one month is in the actual year.
And the thing that I will tell anyone that's listening to this show is try to, if you can do anything by the end of this episode, if you can answer the question, when do my points expire, then you're playing the game correctly. And if the answer to your question is December 31st, you've lost. No one's points expire on December 31st. And I can't tell you how many times people have unfortunately told me that their points expire on December 31st. And I always just follow that up with the question, what month does Tinkerbell put the points into your account? What month do you get your new 160 points or whatever that allotment is? Because there is no use year. There is no January use year. There would have to be a January use year for points to expire then. But we're not going to go any further into those weeds. But the last thing that we're going to talk about, which Jeff is in an eternal state of, is borrowing. And Derek, you mentioned not only do more people borrow, but it's a lot easier, I think, to explain borrowing. At least now it is post-pandemic, because during the pandemic that was kind of fun. But essentially, let's go back and use, you know, Panda's example again. Panda, you're sitting here, you're thinking about booking a March vacation. Not only are you going to have your 2023 points, your December 2023 points available to you, but if you needed some extra points to fulfill that trip, you could actually borrow your next use year's points. And the cool thing about borrowing is
technically I have 300 points available to me at any given time.
Exactly.
If I haven't used them yet for the next year. Got it.
Yep. If you set it up right, you have basically 3 years worth of points at any given time to utilize. And I think that really plays into how people buy, Derek. You could probably speak to that. Is some people are planning to maybe go to Disney once every other year. At least that's their thought when they buy into Disney Vacation Club, and then they get hooked and they add-on-itis becomes a thing and they buy more and more. But some people do initially purchase with that thought, right?
We have a lot of people that will literally look to say, listen, we come, maybe I'm overseas, or maybe I come, you know, once every 2 years. So those families will look to say, perfect. So I'm going to buy 200 points because that means every 2 years I have 400 points to be able to use. So I can snag that 2-bedroom for, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 nights to be able to take that trip. There's no perfect number of points. I tell people this every single day for 20 some years. There's nobody ever says, I bought 160 points. And you know what's crazy? Every year, I use exactly 160 Vacation Club points every single year. Nobody does, honestly, because some years you borrow, so you're going to bring family. So now we need 200 points, so we're going to borrow 40 from the next year. Maybe 1 year you used 140, so you're going to bank your 20 into that other year. So there's never a perfect number of vacation, but that's what makes this club so insanely flexible. It's all about getting started with something, and you're going to figure it out that if you find yourself like Jeff in a constant perpetual state of, you know, borrowing Disney Vacation Club points, that's when you look to say, hey, you know what? I think I want to find another contract of, you know, 50 points, or I want to find another contract of 100 points, because there's not that perfect number. It's all about just get started with something, use it for a couple years. We've had a lot of folks that will buy it, not even use it, and they've added on already because they've tried to calculate their trips that they're going to take for the next coming years, and they're like, oh my God, that 100 point package we did, that ain't going to fly. So Derek, we need to get another, you know, 50, or we need to get another 100. So just getting started is the most important thing. And again, there's no fees to banking and borrowing. We want to stress that. I talk to folks all the time with other timeshares out there. And Disney, of course, says, you know, vacation ownership, you know, wink, wink. So it's vacation ownership. There's no hidden fees. There's no guest fee. If you want to let a friend or a family member use it, there's no fee in that. There's no fees to bank your points. There's no fees to borrow points. So it's super easy. But yeah, just getting started is just the most important thing.
When it comes to borrowing, the last thing I'll say is be confident before you borrow. Be confident that you are going to take that trip, because just like banking was, we mentioned earlier, borrowing is a final transaction as well. So once you borrow those points, they are stuck in the use year that you have borrowed them into. So they are going to expire at the end of that year with any points that are within that year. So always,
and they cannot be banked.
Correct.
They cannot be banked. You've basically stuck them. When you move them, they're stuck.
It's a one-way trip.
It's a great way to put it. Yeah. It's whether banking or borrowing, one-way trip.
Yeah. The thing that I think makes borrowing also easier is you can actually do it while you're booking a trip. So when you are booking something, you don't have enough, it'll be like, well, you need to borrow, and you can do it right there in that booking. That makes it easy.
Yep. Right there. Yeah. Right there as part of that process. So
it's way too easy. And then all of a sudden you sign back in again and you go, hey, let's plan a trip. And you go, what's this zero mean? It means I have no points, like, at all? Like, oh God. Always.
Panda, Jeff, any other questions? Like, I know Panda, like, you're, again, you know, you're our new member. Have we opened a whole new world to your point usage?
No, I definitely think this cleared up a lot for me, believe it or not. I kind of feel like I got it. I know I'll be surprised and I'll be calling Amy, but no, right now I'm good. And let me just specify that having access to Amy is, you don't get that with your normal DVC.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
That's an extra that perk.
Amy is not a direct perk.
No, yeah.
You're stuck with me or Jeff.
No, but I think I hope that, you know, we have been able to clear up some of those misconceptions that you've had either heard, or some of the places where, as Derek has said, you've gone far into the weeds when it comes to how points work, you know, banking, borrowing, use year, all of those terms, most importantly, just relate to how you use this membership that you've bought into. And I think this concept is where a lot of people's frustrations when it comes to the program get. It's the fact that you do need to take the time, spend a little bit of time, listen to this show, listen to other podcasts, read information about how to use this significant investment that you are purchasing. Because if you do that research, you're going to love the product even more. You're going to want to add on more, and it's going to just be a lot more enjoyable. Otherwise, you're going to kind of set yourself up for failure, for lack of a better term. So, and ask questions, be curious, ask questions. I think that's a Ted Lasso thing, I'm pretty sure. But I think it is a good way to kind of sum it up is, you know, ask questions
and believe and believe.
Ted Lasso thing. Right. Well, anything else? No.
No.
All right.
No more levers.
Time for some cereal. Yeah. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the DVC show. You know, I hope we've answered your questions when it comes to use here. I hope that this series of back to basics are good. If you have any thoughts of any other back to basic topics that you'd like to hear, please go ahead and put those in the comments. Also, please hit that thumbs up button if you are listening to us, or if you are watching us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button so that you get notifications every time we post a new video or that we upload a new podcast. And thank you all for supporting us, and we'll see you next week.